Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yo, welcome to Extra Funny. TJ's not here today, but Lindsay is here, and TJ's wife Jody is here for Extra Funny. It's uncensored, unedited. Ooh, spicy. And Extra Funny has a sponsor. It's sponsored by Playground.
Yes, the most comfortable athleisure, not even comfortable, and cute.
And cute.
And that's hard to find.
Love that.
Athleisure wear. Code TJ for 20% off. You're going to love everything they have. They have workout clothes. They have sweatsuits. Oh, you're going to love them. Super cute.
All the models on the Playground website are super hot.
Super hot.
It's like, oh man, this is just like hot, hot people doing hot things.
Hot things. And when I put the same outfit on, it doesn't look the same. Shocker. It doesn't. I look in the mirror, I'm like, okay, but it's still super cute.
Yeah, tjriggins.com/deals and TJ is the promo code, save 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You're really down on yourself, like, about the way you look. It's kind of annoying because I look at Lindsay, I'm like, she looks the same to me.
Well,
from
same.
10 years ago.
But here's the thing. These girls on this website are like, I don't know, 21, you know, and they look it. Good skin, good hair, you know. I remember the day.
I know. It's their time to shine.
It's their
you just have
shine.
To give it up.
Shine, girl, shine.
Yeah.
It is the skin. Sometimes you see and you're like, why are they so? And you're like, oh, it's their skin.
For sure.
They just got like young looking skin.
Yes.
And you so just envious.
You can't
even your hair changes. Like when you get, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
You wait. I got about 14 years on you. Enjoy it now.
Well, you know what's crazy? Well, I don't know if it's crazy. I am closer, though, to your age than your daughter's age. And
ow.
Yeah,
I
mean,
think about that.
Well, it doesn't sting. It just makes me feel like when I hang out with her and her friends, they're real cute.
I know.
Real
disgusting. They're all cute.
And the best hair and skin, like we just talked, I mean, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cutest outfits. And the thing is, though, they don't dress. I mean, the kids these days don't dress like we dressed. More so don't care about what they're wearing, and they still look good.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
It's the real kicker.
It's the kicker.
Disgusting.
It's like you're wearing a man's t-shirt that's like eight sizes too big, and you still look good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Do you have a pretty rigorous nighttime skin routine?
Oh, yeah.
It's very popular on TikTok for people to show off their nighttime or whatever they call it, skin regimen.
Yes, and I've always been that way.
Yeah, TJ has always pointed out that no matter what's going on in your life, at the end of the day, you're going to take your makeup off. 100%. You're not falling asleep with your makeup
on. Never, ever.
Yeah.
You're the same way?
I wasn't in my 20s. I would just fall asleep. But now, yes.
Really?
It has to come off.
Mm-hmm. Just pass out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you're young. You're like, you just kind of pass out.
I'd wake
anywhere.
And be like, did I even brush my teeth? I blacked out. That's what the Claire will do to you, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, Lainey's like me. So I guess because seeing me, she's the same way.
Oh, really?
It's how you need to be. It's just
she
how you need
not.
To be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a full-blown adult. Like, she's cooking now. I see on her Instagram story, she's like, look what I made.
I mean, she's
like
going to be 25 in June.
25.
I know, that's crazy.
Crazy.
It's insane.
I babysat them.
Yeah.
I mean, what were you thinking? You're calling me crazy. You're the crazy one for letting that happen.
I was.
No, that's true.
That was nuts.
Actually, no, I think you'd be good. I mean, I don't know what went down. I mean, did anything crazy
go? Things almost caught on fire.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just a
movie. Minor details.
When I saw those little girls bring out the deep fryer, I went, what are we doing? This is probably where I should step in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be just deep frying things in the middle of the night.
Now, was it her and a friend?
Yeah, she had her friends over.
Oh, friends. Oh, yeah.
And Aiden.
And Aiden, yeah. We were all there.
Aiden was probably Aiden's so like, sick of like girls' night. Oh my gosh.
You had something up the other day with Brooks with all the little girls. And I'm thinking there's poor Aiden. His whole life he was surrounded with just constant girls. No wonder he wants to be alone all the time.
Yeah, I get it. He's like, these women.
It's too much.
There's a lot of chicks in that house.
Yeah.
feminine energy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
probably what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of my friends have boys. I don't think one of them.
Same.
So it's bad for him.
I know.
Yeah. I've got five nephews and one niece, and the niece, my whole family is all boys everywhere. All my cousins are boys. So she gets treated like the princess, yeah. the queen of
oh,
yeah. the castle.
Oh, I'm sure.
I love that.
Everybody bends over backwards for her. But that, I guess that's the way it should be.
Yeah. That's
when girl. You have kids, I bet they'll be boys. Your genetics are deep uh-huh. in that family uh-huh. with yeah, the boys.
For sure. Uh-huh. For sure.
That's good though.
Did you see this viral story of the 4-year-old that called 911 because his mom ate his ice or ate his ice cream?
No.
Yeah. So that it's all over the headlines today. But yeah, this 4-year-old called 911 to report that his mom had taken a bite out of his ice cream, and the cops showed up and they put the mom in handcuffs to teach the kid a lesson. They're like, this is what happens when you,
oh, wow.
you know, steal things that don't belong to you. And then all of a sudden the kid's
crying.
Like,
yeah, don't
and
take
they,
her away.
They put her all the way in the cuffs, and that's a tough lesson to teach a 4-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. 4 is a little,
he'll
he
never
kind of scarred him.
Yeah. yeah. He won't forget that.
It's a no. bit of a scared straight situation.
Yeah.
Kind of freak him out a little bit. But
yeah.
it's also important to teach him not to misuse the 911.
Yeah, sure.
That's
absolutely.
True.
Do your kids know how to do that?
Lisa? No.
Not yet.
No. Should I? Now it's starting to make me think, should I teach them?
I don't know how they teach young kids.
You sure Delilah didn't know? She has her little phone.
Oh, yeah. She's calling her friend from school. No, she doesn't know 911 yet.
Uh-huh.
But she's so scared of everything that happens. She's on high alert. Aww. The car, they were in the car in our driveway, and I was in the garage, and I hear, because she had opened the door when it was locked. She will not be in the car now without me in the car. She's terrified. She'll start crying, don't leave me in the car. She's terrified.
Oh, no.
So it's just like little things you don't want to like.
Yeah.
Scare them. Like,
sure.
here's 911 for an emergency. Well, what's an emergency? Well,
yeah.
you know, it's like,
yeah.
when do you tell them?
She'll learn that in school.
Yeah.
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 When she's ready.
Have you ever called 911, Jody?
Mm-mm.
Neither have I.
Mm-mm.
I have.
Have you? For
yeah.
what?
Kyle almost died.
What?
And I'm not kidding.
What?
Brooks was 5 days old. He had the norovirus, or we think that's what it was. He was so sick. Throwing up blood, couldn't walk. He said, call 911. I said, well, I'm going to be a widow. I have a 5-day-old. I was crying. I called. Delilah was upstairs sleeping in her crib. You know, I have Brooks. I called 911. I said, we need you. I think my husband's dying. I don't know what's going on. I said, but hey, listen, I got some real nosy neighbors. I need you to come through without your lights and stuff on. And they did.
What?
Yeah, they said, well, ma'am, that's against protocol, but we will do it for you. Because you know what my neighbors would be doing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my nosy ass neighbors.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So, but he that was the sickest. I've never seen him.
Did he just get so lightheaded from being sick?
He had thrown up. I mean, nothing was in his body. I'll say that. He couldn't sit up. He couldn't. I mean, I didn't know what to do with him. It was to the point where I couldn't call anyone for help because nobody wanted to be near him.
Sure.
His parents, my parents, you know, mm-hmm. I have a baby. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave him IVs and
he was dehydrated.
He had a terrible, they think now, you know, they didn't know then, but after they took him to the hospital, they think he had COVID and the norovirus in the same.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like a super bug.
Yeah. Because Dee was bringing home some nasty things from school, you know?
Yeah.
But I've never seen him that. I did think he was going to die. I'm throwing up blood.
That's crazy.
That's horrible.
White as a ghost. I mean, for days, this lasted for like 3 or 4 days. But the first day, obviously, I thought he was going to die.
Did he stay in the hospital?
Yeah.
How long?
24 hours.
And you have a 5-day-old baby.
Oh.
And a toddler.
And I didn't think he was coming home. I was like, he's dead. Okay.
You never like throw it in his face like when you're angry at him now, do you? Like, you left me when I had a 5-year-old.
No.
Okay.
No, but
I was
like,
I
yeah.
was like, millionaire matchmaker.
What kind of payout can I get from that?
Yeah.
But you doing the thing, your nosy neighbors looking through the blinds, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. They're all in my business. I get texts, I get calls, and yeah. it was maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, so nobody
yeah.
called.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
That reminds me of one of my favorite stories that Jody shares, and I'll let her tell it, but, or would you like me to tell it? Do you know what I'm going to tell you?
No.
My favorite thing about, their kids, Jody said when Aiden, their son, was young, he was a bit of a terror. He kind of had like a sour attitude, mm-hmm. and just kind of a grumpy little guy, but, she had put him down for a nap up in his bedroom, and she went out into the driveway to talk to the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So
you go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So what it would be is that so I would go out in the morning to take Lainey to the bus stop,
uh-huh. yeah.
and she was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And he was a toddler and asleep. And so I'd be out talking to my neighbor. We lived in a cul-de-sac, and I would be talking to her. The kids would get on the bus, and we'd be sitting there. And all of a sudden, we hear tap, 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 tap. And I'd look up, and that little devil would be standing there waving.
And smiling?
Yeah.
Like this. Blind.
And then I'd look at my neighbor and go, oh, crap, he's awake.
Oh, God.
I mean, he almost didn't live to be four. He was so bad.
Yeah.
And I just knew what fresh hell is waiting on me today when I go in there.
Yeah.
And so then he didn't know that he could open the door and get out. Yeah, he waited on me to come up there and get him.
Yeah. Love that.
I love that the neighbor's like, somebody's waving at you.
And I love it's like a scary movie. Like, creepy.
Mommy, I'm awake.
Yeah. Her name is Denise. And so, and I'm still friends with her to this day. And he would say, I see you with Denise. I'm like,
We see you too.
Yeah.
More Extra Funny next.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com. There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Playground Athleisure Wear.
Super cute.
Super cute.
I mean, I basically have everything on their website at this point. So code TJ, 20%. Get you a cute outfit.
TJRiggins.com/deals. And get a bunch of other great deals. We got a bunch of stuff up there. TJ's painless stilettos that are amazing.
There he is.
Huh?
What? I thought you said TJ's painless stilettos.
Did I? Oh, sorry.
You know he's tried them on to see if they're real painless.
Are they really painless? I would want to know.
Yeah. And they are. And actually, Delilah, my daughter, tried them on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She said,
oh,
I love these.
They
I love these.
They feel so good. I mean, the key to them is that there's that little thing like a flip-flop underneath the strap, and it keeps your foot from sliding.
And it comes with interchangeable straps, so it's like having multiple pairs of shoes in one, right?
Yes.
And it's so easy to do.
Yes.
She was doing it.
Yep.
Changing
love
straps.
It.
So you can get those as well at tjriggins.com/deals. Plus, a great deal, 41% off your Cozy Earth bubble cuddle blanket that TJ's always talking about. So many great things over there, tjriggins.com/deals. Now, I wanted to get you ladies' opinion of this. We have a radio friend. Her name is Megan, and she was sharing this story on her show, but I just wanted to get your opinion on it. She said, my husband and I are both really into horse shows, and we regularly compete in the area. They're like horse people, you know, which I know is an expensive hobby to have.
Very.
Yeah,
I know, it's kind of wild. Last weekend, I wasn't able to show since my horse is in recovery from her illness. My husband still wanted to go, and since we already offered a spot in our horse trailer to another girl at the barn we use, I told him just to take her with him, and I would meet them at the show later. Now, the girl is 27 and very pretty, and she's new to the barn, so I don't know her that well. But she seems cool enough, and I know horse trailers are expensive, so we always like to give someone a ride along with their horse when we can. Anyway, I thought nothing of it until somebody at the show said, wait, your husband rode with this girl in his truck the whole way here without you? And I was like, yeah, so? And the person said, oh, you're very trusting, was what she left her with.
Mm.
And she's like, well, why shouldn't I be? We've been married 18 years. It's always been a great marriage. We trust each other Totally. Why would I make her drive separately if we're going all going to the same place? Is that so wrong? And she said people freaked out. They were like, I would never allow that to happen if she's pretty and 27. I don't think it's that weird. No. If you're trusting, you've been married 18 years. I don't think it's that odd.
Yeah. I'd have to see the girl because I get a gut feeling about people.
Okay.
For example, Lainey's 24, almost 25. Mm-hmm. So let's say around the same age. And because I know, maybe because I've even looking at her, I would know Kyle and her would be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I get a ho-ish vibe from you, you ain't doing it. No.
Mm-hmm. And you get that vibe when they are hoes.
I get it.
What is the vibe that a ho gives off?
Ho vibes. Uh-huh. I mean,
like they're just up slimy, no good.
You can kind of tell.
You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
Well, if you find one, pass them along to me. I'm looking for I could use a slimy hoe in my life. I would love a slimy hoe because I got nothing.
I'm trying to think.
I have no problem with that.
You can just tell by attitude, mm-hmm. How they even present themselves.
Things that they say.
Things that they say, their looks. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like that person about looks because they can be deceiving. People have said that about me before. Like, I didn't think you were nice until I met you.
Yeah. Do you get ho vibes from Bonnie Blue, that girl that's in the news? She set a record for like sleeping with 1,000 people in a year. We've been talking about her on Extra Funny.
Yeah.
But she's now in Cancun at one of these resorts, and all the bros
that are on spring break
are loving on her, holding her up in the pool.
Okay.
But she's really pretty and doesn't give me the slimy ho vibes that you're talking
about. She's tricky. She's a tricky case.
Okay.
Because I was just watching an interview with her and she was buttoned up and just barely any makeup, but very pretty.
Yeah.
But you would never think she'd act like that.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
So
it'd be tough. That's a tricky one. That's a tricky one. Most hoes are not that tricky. You just know you a hoe.
Yeah. So she's just doing it the best without.
She puts her hoe out there, though.
She does.
Goodness.
If you knew her story, obviously, you'd be like, no. But if she just walked up, you'd never know, which is kind of sad because she doesn't even dress slutty.
No. Mm-hmm. That was I think the shocking part is what made that story go viral is that when you hear that somebody's sleeping with a guy from every country or 1,000 guys in a day, you think, what must she look like? But she's like this beautiful
and
young
she has
woman.
A great accent. She's from Australia, right?
Australia, yeah.
So, I mean, just the way she talks is presentable. She's not like a rant.
Was she the one that was, there's something about being pregnant too?
Maybe. There's been like a bunch of these stories about her in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
yeah,
you
that
know.
There was a rumor or something that she was pregnant. And she was, clearly.
I'm shocked she hasn't been.
Right. Yeah. Ew.
It's just a crazy yeah. saga.
I would just love to be her mother.
Oh.
Ugh.
I know.
Yeah, maybe they're proud of her. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I just saw the interview where she is kicked out of Australia, right? She's not allowed back in the country.
I didn't see that.
Someone started a petition and it got so many hundreds of thousands of signatures. She's not allowed back in the country. That was just an interview with
crazy.
Her the other day.
Yeah. Why? Because they think she's bringing like a bad reputation to the country or something?
I guess people were thinking that she would either get the guys drunk, which she said is not true. They did it voluntarily and underage.
Oh.
But she said there again, not true. They have to prove that they're 18. And if they have a fake ID, that's not on her. Whatever it was. She's like, I'm not forcing your sons to do it, which... I mean, she's not.
Yeah.
What would
they're
she
adults.
Do?
I mean, they're adults. Adult. They're, yeah.
But, yeah, stay out of our country is what they're saying. And I get it. We don't
Keep
want
your
you
nasty out of here.
Right. Yeah. I don't want my son hanging on you.
Now there's a bunch of imitators. Like, I just saw an article about a woman bringing her sex services to a retirement community.
Like, what?
Elderly guys. And she's posing with these guys that are in wheelchairs.
Like they need any diseases other than what, you know what I mean?
Know.
We don't need to be spreading that.
I know.
Yeah, you don't want to be 80 and dealing with the clap.
And I actually heard that STDs are more rampant in those places.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
My parents are convinced they live in a retirement community. It's 55 and up. And they are convinced that, you know, that means they're a swinger. I'm like, why? And she's like, well, they have their door, their garage door cracked open a foot. I'm like, maybe they have a cat. And they're like, nope, that means she's a swinger and possibly a lesbian swinger. I'm like, lesbian swinger? What are you saying?
I saw a female walk in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a throuple.
Yeah. He said, that's not her sister that's been staying with her for 6 months. I'm like, oh, really?
That's hysterical.
I love it. And I love the drama that comes along because they really have nothing else to talk about.
It's more dramatic than any Bravo reality show. Yeah. There's constant sort of, well, that the HOA told them no flags other than the American flag, but she said, screw them, I don't care. Yeah, it's just like, they got nothing else
to do.
I
love it, though.
Nothing.
I'm going to have to tell my mom and dad, they keep their garage like that because of the, when the dryer's going, because my dad's worried about the heat and fire and all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say, you better shut that garage because where it is, y'all's age.
Get rid of all those pineapples on the porch.
For real. TJ's talked about it a lot. He said he would never like to live in a 55 and up community because he doesn't want to do all those activities and things that they
offer.
I would
love it.
Well, that's what he always says. He goes, now, Jody, you'd thrive. Totally true.
Yeah.
You'd have so many friends. My mom has like this girl group.
Yes.
They're playing cards
Mahjong.
And lunch. Mahjong every day.
Oh, and I'm dying to learn that.
I am too. Yeah.
And I want to get on a golf cart and pick up all the little friends.
Yes.
And see, we can go to that now because someone, not me, is 55. And I could be like the young people in the group.
Yeah.
And then we just hang out.
They would never think you're old enough to be there. They would never.
Well,
they'd be
she's
here illegally. She's an illegal.
But we would have fun.
I think so too. I think you'd really thrive.
I think you should be a member you should move in where his parents are because my in-laws are there and we all could just hang out together.
Yeah, they're fun.
And I can pretend your kids are my grandbabies.
Yes, and they love that pool there. They have a great pool. Have you ever been to their pool?
I've been to the regular pool. I've never been to the indoor one, and they also have like a grandparents park. You know, they do all these things that are designed to make it easy for you to watch your grandkids.
So your in-laws live where his parents are.
It's huge. It's like a
city. I've got to go.
All the doctor's offices are there. The hip replacement place is right there.
Yeah, you know they make it money.
Yeah, they go to the grocery store on their golf carts.
I want to move there.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's fun.
And activities, like all kinds of activities.
Please, I mean, anything you want to do.
Free workouts, like my mother-in-law goes to aerobics or whatever it is, Zumba, and
concerts.
So cute.
They do like beach music concerts.
No.
Trucks every week.
Yeah.
We're moving there.
Yeah,
it's fun.
We're moving.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
I wish you would because it's actually closer to me.
Yeah, you live not too far from
there. Yeah.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah. You know what would be bad, though? My in-laws would be like, why are you dropping the kids off at Jody's house and not our house? I'd be like,
she's sad. And she needs her baby fixed.
Yeah. She's an empty nester.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.